He is so much bigger than we think. He is so much bigger than we think. He
is. What is knowledge? That may seem like a silly question, but you'd be surprised at the number of people who use words, all kinds of seemingly simple, regular, everyday words, without much more than an inkling of what they mean.
What's that mean?
We use many words to make ourselves appear groomed with an air of worldly wisdom. Yet the truth is many are ignoring the true complexities of things. Those intelligent-sounding words we use often have huge, sweeping implications, and sometimes they are words which are only truly effective when they cut both ways. We love to use words like grace and glibly say it means unmerited favor. But the truth is, that is a God word which represents a value of His heart. And His definition is so, so very much larger and richer than just merely undeserved favor.
He is so much bigger than
knowledge, according to the dictionary, is facts, information, and skills acquired by a person through experience or education. Some places say it is the theoretical or practical understanding of a subject. But I believe having the knowledge of God is a great deal more than simply possessing facts and information. It involves employing 6 adverbs: who, what, where, when, how, and why. We gain knowledge by the use of all our senses. Through touch, taste, feeling, sight, and smell, we gather information of ourselves, other people, and the world around us. A man goes to the zoo and sees and smells a tiger. He reads in a book that the same tiger would likely kill him in the wild. One day, on a walk through the jungle near his house, he smells the same thing he smelled at the zoo when he was near the tiger, and he hears the same low growling. The information in his head is a match for what is happening where he is, and his conclusion is, a tiger is near. That is knowledge. Now, actually getting his legs in gear to run away is understanding, or connecting the dots to conclude that he needs to leave that place. And hopefully, he'll be smart enough to employ that understanding and live to see tomorrow. Having knowledge includes the ability to distinguish, like at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. After Adam and Eve ate, they possessed the knowledge of right and wrong and were able to distinguish between the two. More than simply acknowledging good and evil existing, but actually being able to distinguish between the two. Mankind is the only creature on earth who is able to have a conversation while maintaining an agenda. And I believe we all rarely interact with others without actually having a purpose on some level. We all have an objective awareness of all things, both good and bad. That is a kind of knowledge. If you tell me you have a friend, I tend to automatically assume you have some knowledge about that person's life and their values. A friend is more than an associate and more than an acquaintance. Having a friend requires knowledge, and by that I don't mean a few crumbs of information, but a knowledge of who they are because we spent time with that person to know them. When I say God knows me, that is saying the Lord has gathered facts and information about me. He recognizes me. Oddly, so many believers say they have knowledge of God. They say they know Him, yet often can't tell of His attributes. Or they use large words to describe Him, but don't really grasp what those words mean.
Not to mention having a very wrong perception concerning His what, how, and why. Friends, we have twisted ideas about God, which require some serious untwisting.
Hosea 4, verse 1 says that the Lord has a contention with people and the land they live in where there is no knowledge of God. And where there is no knowledge of God, there is swearing, lying, killing, stealing, committing adultery, breaking all agreements at a whim, and being comfortable with betrayal as a lifestyle. Man, we've got all that going on in spades these days. On the contrary, those who have knowledge of God confess and obey Him, and it is far from them for those things to be a lifestyle. From Jeremiah 22:15-16, doing justice and righteousness and judging the cause of the poor and the needy is to know God. So that raises the question as it pertains to having the Holy Spirit gift of a word of knowledge. If in giving the word of knowledge, if the Lord didn't tell you to tell it and you spun it out there all on your own, John 7:18 is quite pointed. Whose glory are you looking to gain? If the Lord didn't say to speak those words, have the courage to ask yourself the question, why are you speaking then? Those words of knowledge the Lord gave you are powerful and have weight. And if He didn't tell you to share them, then for whom are you sharing them?